Lord, we give our children a home to grow in. I ask you to give them a life to thrive in. Lord, we gave our children an education. I ask that you give them your wisdom. Lord, we gave our children food for physical strength. I ask you to give them the bread of life.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a best-selling author and your advocate for the family. Today is the concluding session for Dr. Randy's series, Intentional Living with Adult Children. Now, to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
Thank you much, Kurt, and welcome to the Intentional Living Center Live, as today we indeed wrap up this entire what's been a month-long series on high-stake relationships, with this focus right now on adult children. And I want to remind you, it's a last call that we can make this entire series available on DVD to you, about 3 hours of teaching. Tell you more about that coming up in just a moment. And then you heard that prayer. We're going to conclude that as well. As I wrote a prayer for adult children, thinking of my own kids and thinking of your children and all parents who have a love and care for their adult sons and daughters. And that particular prayer is available to you as well online. I'll tell you all about that coming up in just a few moments. But you know, in intentional living, we are about figuring out what pleases Christ and then do it, Ephesians 5:10, doing the next right one thing. And that includes in the relationship, this high-stake relationship with your adult children. So let's move back over to the teaching studio as I wrap this series up, pull everything together as we talk about the high-stake relationship with our adult children. We need to have living wills. You know, Don and I were talking about our will. We got to update our will. We talked about this is the year we're going to do it. I pulled out the will the other day, and in our guardianship, you know, Evan, who's 37, is if I die, he's going to go to his brother-in-law. I mean, you know. there we. I don't know if he knows about that, but we need to keep these things updated. There needs to be a living will. Some of you have stood at your parents' bedside and they were dying and you don't know what their intentions were. You don't know what they wanted. The decisions that are going to have to be made. These are documents and these are things that can be worked out to be a blessing to our kids. My mother wrote a letter to us before she died, to the three boys. And she talked about her love for us and you know, nice things that mothers write in her beautiful hand. My mother had beautiful handwriting. But then she said, but boys... And she's going, you boys, if you fight over anything after I'm gone, I'm going to come back and get you. You know, I mean, that was her basic message. Nothing's worth that kind of stuff, you know. Now, even a little statement, and we didn't. I mean, that wasn't our nature. But I tell you what, you've been through, if you've lost a parent, you've gone to the house and you start to divide things up, there's a part of you that comes up, isn't there? I want that little knickknack, you know, that's my little knickknack. But what I'm saying is just the fact that as a parent you've expressed the ground rules matters. Because the mothers and parents are kind of a glue that hold these relationships together and set a tone. And when they're gone, that influence is gone. And to be able to have a letter from you or something from you to your kids saying, hey, here's what I value, here's what I want, and here's what's important to me. They'll cherish that. That letter from my mother's in my file will always be there until the day I die. So tell them what you care about and what you expect. Number nine, as we think about how to be intentional with adult children relationships, number nine is be available, but not too available. And I put that in there because there are adult sons and daughters who need our help. And we can step in and help. And Don and I, as our children have grown into adulthood, have been able to come alongside of them and help them with different things because we see that they're growing and mature and we're helping. That's just part of the process from generation to generation. But if you're too available to jump in, if you're too anxious to say, oh, let me help you with that or help me fix that, we disable our young people. We weaken them in this relationship. And so if you have an irresponsible son or daughter, you got to back off. If they're constantly asking for you to do things that you know they're capable of doing themselves or should be, it's okay to say no or not now. Or put some, like we've said, boundaries in place. I teach about the hard side and the soft side of parenting when I talk to parents with younger children, but it applies to adult sons or daughters as well. And the hard side of parenting is when you just, you're hard. I mean, you got boundaries and you're tough. And I think that we need to be stronger and harder in that relationship when you got a kid who's lazy, you got a son or daughter who's irresponsible, who's taking advantage, who's not taking responsibility for themselves, not stepping up and caring for the things that they need to be caring for. There's where we need to be tough. Where we need to be soft, softer, the soft side of parenting, is when our children are hurting, when they're struggling, when they're confused, when they're lost, when they've had a defeat in their life, when they need a word of encouragement. And I think in our hearts, we kind of know what the two are. You kind of know with your kids, you know, when you're in one side or the other. And then finally, number 10, as we look at this adult-child relationship, is to pray for them daily. You know, that ultimately, that permeates everything that we've talked about in this series, this lesson series on the relationship between parents and adult children. Pray for them daily, giving them back to God because they were God's in the first place. My mother would always say to me, "I'm praying for you, Randy. I'm praying for you." You know, that was her, you know, real emphasis, to making sure that we knew that she prayed for us. And boy, what a message for our kids too, to pray for them. I don't as often as I should, but I know when I do that there's spiritual things that happen. Prayer has spiritual consequences.
Dr. Randy returns in just a moment to continue sharing from his series on high-stake relationships.
So you're listening to Dr. Randy teaching on intentional living with your adult children. And you say to yourself, "I could really use some help in that relationship." Well, the good news is, today, when you become a monthly member of the Intentional Living Center, you'll receive that teaching along with three more in what Dr. Randy calls his High-Stake Relationship Series on two DVDs. And every month, you'll continue to receive Dr. Randy's coaching CDs. Become a monthly partner today, and you'll not only get help for your relationships, but you'll ensure that others will hear the message of living an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717, and press number 4. Or go online anytime to theintentionallife.com and click on Donate.
Now, let's get back to the teaching studio at the Intentional Living Center as Dr. Randy continues his teaching.
My mother would always say to me, "I'm praying for you, Randy, I'm praying for you." You know, that was her, you know, real emphasis, to making sure that we knew that she prayed for us. And boy, what a message for our kids too, to pray for them. I don't as often as I should, but I know when I do that there's spiritual things that happen. Prayer has spiritual consequences. And when we pray, there's a spiritual consequence that occurs. It may be that we need to say, "God," with our sons and daughters who are irresponsible. Maybe you've got a daughter or a son that's just really off track. You say, "God, I pray for two things. I pray for a hedge of thorns around them, that they will find no pleasure in their sin, that they'll find no rest in the way they're living." I think that's an appropriate prayer. And then a second part of that prayer should be that you would, "God, I pray you build a hedge of protection around them, that in the stupidity of their actions and the things that they're doing, that it won't be too much, too late, and there's no reverse." Build that hedge of protection, but with that protection, make sure they don't find any pleasure in their sin. Now, that's a prayer, right? There's a prayer that we're giving our kids back to God. As we've talked in this series, really kind of focusing on when the relationship between a parent and an adult son or daughter is a little more, needs a little work. If it's going great for you, that's fantastic. You know, if it's going well, man, praise God. You're doing some of these things. You know, these are things that you've incorporated and they're working. If we do these things, it'll make a difference in the relationship with our kids. Let me share a prayer with you I wrote. A prayer for my adult children is what I titled it. And I think it's for any parent that is struggling, where they look at their young adults and they're concerned about the direction of their life, the decisions that they're making, but you know in your head that you can't control it, but down here in your heart, you can't let it go. And it's the 18 inches from your brain to your heart that gets us into trouble in many ways with these kind of relationships. So I wrote this prayer, and hopefully it'll be an encouragement to you and others. Lord, we give our children a home to grow in. I ask you to give them a life to thrive in. Lord, we gave our children an education. I ask that you give them your wisdom. Lord, we gave our children food for physical strength. I ask you to give them the bread of life. Lord, we gave our children clothes for their bodies. I ask that you give them a covering of your grace for their souls. Lord, we gave them safety, but I ask that you build a hedge of spiritual protection around them. Lord, we gave them a family and an earthly home. I ask you to give them a home in heaven. Lord, as my children require less of me, may they lean more on you. Lord, help me recall the warm and fun memories from my years as a parent. And Lord, I ask that the years ahead would be filled with friendship and love. Wow. There's a prayer that if we prayed that every day, if we're wrestling difficult relationship with adult son or daughter, that would make a difference. You know, I'm thinking about this lesson of being intentional, and we're starting this series now on high-stake relationships. And as we wrap this one up and talking about adult-child relationships, one of the things I encourage you, we teach at Intentional Living, you can't be intentional in this area unless you declutter your life in another area. And maybe when it comes to eliminating clutter, the clutter is difficulty between you and a son or daughter. There's been some stuff that's occurred, some walls that have been built up, or expectations that have not been met, or things from the past that just make it difficult. And to be able to be the parent that you want to be now with this adult son or daughter, it may be that some of the clutter needs to be removed. Forgiveness, reaching out, leaving the door open. And maybe there's an estrangement in a relationship. You'd like to have it be there, but it's not happening. To leave the door open, be in a position of not trying to be a controlling parent, but a loving friend. And being in that role where you just open your heart and be available. But to eliminate the clutter of some of the things that keep that from occurring from our own lives so we can have what God wants for us. And what's the result of that? The result of that is that even if we were to go home to heaven today, we know we've done everything that we need to do and can do and supposed to do to honor God and honor our young people. And when we do that, that's really living an intentional life.
All right, we're live back here in our Intentional Living Center as we've wrapped up this entire series on high-stake relationships with single parents, blended families, in-laws last week, and now this series on adult children. All of this available on DVD. I'll tell you about that in a moment. But some of you, I'm sure, would like to reread that prayer or share that prayer for your adult children with someone else. It's available as a free download. Just come to the resource tab at theintentionallife.com and click on free resources. It's there for you. Well, today, as we wrap up this series, it's the last opportunity to mention that right now, when you become a monthly member of the Intentional Living Center, when you stand with a mission that's making a difference here and around the world, you're standing up for God's Word, you're standing up for what really matters, you're standing in the gap for your own family because you're choosing to live intentionally. And right now, when you become a monthly member of the Intentional Living Center, we're going to send you my DVD series, this high-stake relationship series on all these topics, about 3 hours of teaching. And then each and every month you'll receive on CD one of my or two coaching CDs of the core teaching for that month as a way of encouraging you on your journey. Here's how you can join today on this last call as we're wrapping up this series. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Click on Donate. Sign up as a monthly member. We'll get this off to you in the mail. They're standing by ready to go. And then each month, a brand new CD or two from us to you. Thank you for standing with us. Or during West Coast business hours, call 888-888-1717 and press number 4, okay? Tammy's standing by on the phone. We're going to get to her call in just a moment. Tammy, don't go away.
He got into selling the drugs, OD'd in July, called home, wanted to come home, and he agreed to go into a teen challenge, a Christian-based rehab program. And now we're at the point where he's angry because he feels like we're pushing God down his throat, and he has no other choice because we won't let him come home. And we keep telling him, yeah, you do have a choice. You can do whatever you want.
My son is 21 now. We had to ask him to leave when he was 18, and he had a pretty rough road the last 3 years. We absolutely, you know, just had a hands-off policy. Now he's at the point where he's got both feet planted on the ground and he's looking life square in the face now.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, obviously at that time I was looking at it as like, really, you're going to do this to me? You're just going to cast me out into the cold? But, you know, if they hadn't have done that, I would definitely not be the person I am today. I would not know all the life lessons I know that they tried to teach me and I just wasn't listening. I had to learn all these things the hard way.
Wow, thank you for sharing Intentional Living. It's a truth-filled ministry and program to bring you the truth of God's Word, and this series on adult children certainly has done that. Well, we got a caller standing by. Hey, Tammy, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Appreciate your call. What's your question today?
Well, I have a 22-year-old son, and he is living at home, and it feels like he's destroying everything. My husband and I been married 26 years and very close we are, and he's very ill, my husband, and in fact he's almost bedridden. And my son comes home from work, and he works a job during the day and then one in the evening, and the one in the evening's at home, and he's constantly arguing with dad and me both and teases a lot. And we don't know what to do. It's just constant.
All right, so he was out for a while and then came back?
No, he never left.
Okay, no, what's his plans?
He said in another year, but he keeps telling us that every year.
Well, and he's working two jobs.
Yeah, because he's trying to get his credit, his debt down, which is great. He's a very good worker, I have to admit that.
Yeah, have you ever talked to him about the problem?
Oh, gosh, yeah, over and over and over. So is my husband.
And you talk with no outcome of expectations with following up with some consequences?
Yes, we have. Different things we've tried, though. It hasn't really worked. It hasn't sunk in. We've threatened to take the keys from his car. And then we can't do that because he's got to work.
Who's paying for his car?
He is. He bought a new car in 2011, and he's almost got it paid off. But he's got the credit cards he's paying on, too. But he does like to travel. He's been everywhere. And that's where his bills have, you know, been created in school, too.
Well, Tammy, he's 22 years old.
I know.
And he sounds like he's responsible at work, if I hear you right. He's a hard worker. It's a reasonable expectation that if he's going to live in your home, he's going to respect whatever, you know, standards you have in your home. I would think if he's working, he'd be helping provide for paying some of the bills and that kind of thing. Is he part of that process with you guys?
He pays a little under $200 a month.
So he may feel a little entitled as well, like, hey, I'm paying to be here.
Yes, and I hear that all the time.
All right.
Yep.
Well,
I just don't know what to do about getting out. I don't know what to do other than just say, we've threatened to put his stuff out in my yard. His siblings, both his sisters do not like it at all. They constantly are like, Mom, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this?
Are you and your husband on the same page that this is a problem?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Yes, we are.
Well, Tammy, listen, God love us as a family, but if we don't set up some expectations and some ground rules in terms of, you know, deadlines and dates and expectations, and frankly, a contract, if you want, if he's going to be in the home, this is how it's going to work, and you violate it, you're not in the home. It's just like an agreement. But I think this is, your call is an example, Tammy, I think, of what can happen in a lot of our homes. We have this relationship that's built around 20 years or 25 years of living together and patterns of behavior and expectations, and we take each other for granted, and we set up expectations of how mom and dad are supposed to be. And I've learned this in life. The only person that can change any sort of a dysfunctional situation is a person that has the power to make the change. Because the weakest person in a relationship always controls that relationship. And so maybe there's a point here where you and your husband need to exercise the parental leadership and leadership of your home with your son to say, we love you. We're separating our love for you from the reality of we've got to have this home back. You know, this has got to be our home, and this is the way we want this home to operate. And so we'll give you 2 months, whatever the date is, between now and then to make the plans of what your plans are. But between now and then, this is how we expect to communicate. Don't you think that your son would respect the two of you sitting down with him and drawing a line in the sand?
Well, we have tried it over and over, and also we have also told him, you know what, if you're not out, we're going to go ahead and get a, what do you call it, to get him out, call the police, not call the police, but, and he gets scared or whatever, and then he backs off and starts, you know, treating us decent, and then we just told him, you know, if you just treat us right, we'd be happy, you know, because we want you to see you get your bills paid and get out. We really do, and he wants to. He says he does. He has a place in mind.
Well, then, if he has a place in mind and he wants to, then where's the point of getting some closure to say, let's make this happen? It seems to me, Tammy, that you guys have some issues going on where you need to get some outside counsel beyond this and sit down and put a plan together with your son. Maybe the three of you sit down with a counselor and talk about the issues and come up with a plan that's going to work for you guys. But at the end of the day, this is your home, and you're paying the bills. And you know how you want your home to operate and how you want it to run, and that's the way it should run. You guys are responsible. I know it doesn't help with your husband with his physical challenges. That probably makes it more difficult. But at the end of the day, this is one of those issues. If you don't get it resolved in a loving, positive way, it's just going to wear and wear and wear until your relationship explodes. And frankly, that's not something I think the two of you want.
If you don't know where you're going, Yogi Berra once said, you'll end up someplace else.
Welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Here's Rod Robinson, your Intentional Stewardship Coach.
Now, it turns out there might be some scientific evidence behind that. Researchers studying Alzheimer's disease have discovered that people who exhibit a greater purpose in life tend to have better cognition as they get older. The degree to which you're intentional and focused about why God has placed you on this earth can actually help you stave off memory loss and mental decline. So if you're not clear about what God wants you to do, set aside some time today to pray and read His Word and find the opportunities to make a difference. Today, use your life and your resources wisely so that you can be in the center of God's will and not simply somewhere else. For Intentional Living, I'm Rod Robinson.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. I just have to camp for a minute on Tammy's call. I'm thinking about that during the break, and this poor husband and wife who are feeling trapped in their own home, in a sense, and wanting to have a relationship with their son that's healthy and move through a natural progression to the next stage and feeling trapped. And it made me think that I think many young people are growing up today with an entitlement mentality that, you know, this is, quote, my house and my bedroom and my stuff. And this entitlement mentality that we can fall into is a dangerous, dangerous way of thinking in life. So I encourage parents, as you start getting into the teen years with your kids, I think it's perfectly acceptable. In fact, I think it's something essential to start setting up expectations, making it clear to your children what they should be expecting from you for the future. You know, son or daughter, we love you, and this is what we're willing to do to help you with college and what we can't do. So you better be thinking about that. That's coming down the pike. You know, if you instead would rather work here's what the expectation is. You can live here for this period of time, help with the rent if you want to get a job for a period, but this is what the expectation is. Without the clarity of expectation, we create our own rules. And many young people are creating their own rules because the expectations are not clear, they're not consistent, and they're not followed through with. And frankly, with an adult son or daughter, that dishonors them. One of the ways that we respect an adult is hold them accountable and ourselves lovingly and consistently. That includes adult sons and daughters.
My name is Paige. I know that growing up, my parents were always like, as long as you're helping yourself and you're out there trying to succeed in life and being the kind of person that God created you to be, then we're going to help you. But we're not going to help you if you're not going to help yourself. So I had no choice. I had to go out there, and they didn't just hand me stuff. I had to work for it. I had to earn it. I had to keep my room clean. I had to go get a job, or, you know, it wasn't just handed to me. I had to earn it so that I could appreciate it.
Mean, mean, mean parents. Good for them. And you now appreciate it, don't you? You really do. That's being intentional with your kids. So when they do grow up, they can grow up to be responsible adults. And that's certainly a goal. As followers of Christ, we want them to grow, not only be responsible, but also godly in their walk with Him. Hey, listen, I got just about a minute here to pull all this together as we wrapped up this series. Again, a reminder, last call, last opportunity for this series on DVD, all of the high-stake teaching. Right now, when you become a monthly member of the Intentional Living Center, information available when you go to theintentionallife.com. Click on donate. It's there for you. Call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. And then secondly, I want to remind our friends in Kansas that we got a great night of music and ministry coming to Topeka at the Fellowship Bible Church 2 weeks from tomorrow, June 16th, Friday night. Mark Schultz, who is a multi-nominated Dove winner, he's a platinum-selling artist, and he's a Kansas native. Mark and I are going to be together. He'll be singing. I'm going to be teaching. We're going to have a great night of music and ministry in Topeka, June the 16th. Get your tickets today. All right, just go to theintentionallife.com. That's sort of the place to go, isn't it? To reserve for all this good stuff and click on the events there for you. We'll be glad to be looking to meet you as listeners, new listeners in Kansas. We're looking forward to meeting you. All right. Thank you for being a part of the ministry. Thank you for sharing with us. And tomorrow we're going to take your calls live as we continue talking about these high-stake relationships with your calls coming in. We'll see you then.